Hey, this is Rob Orman from Orman Physician Coaching and the Stimulus Podcast. Really glad to have you here for the Driveway Debrief. In the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you what the Driveway Debrief is all about, then some tips on how to use it. So what's this all about? Well, at work, your brain is focused on hundreds of tasks per hour. It's a constant barrage of decision-making and sometimes overwhelm. You are on, and at the end of the day, your brain is fatigued, right? It's tired, but it's also still on. It can be busy thinking, ruminating, focusing, or just a version of white noise. And it can be so hard to make the transition to being home, where you're expected to act like a normal human being and be present and attentive. Another issue is that we don't always take the time to process everything that happened in a day. We just end the day and move on. Sometimes that's okay, but it can also lead to accumulated stress. And a small debrief can go a long way to processing the day and easing the transition from work brain to home brain. The Driveway Debrief has been developed and iterated over years. It was initially created for our one-on-one coaching clients and has been incredibly impactful. And we found that the Driveway Debrief is most effective at the end of a commute, because having a little time and distance can settle the mind so that it's more receptive to this exercise. There are some Driveway Debriefers who do this exercise in the parking lot right after finishing their workday or a shift. It works great for them. Feel free to give that a try, experiment, see what works for you. When you do the Driveway Debrief, make sure you're in a safe place where you're not going to be disturbed and just safe in general. And if you do end up doing this in your driveway or in your garage or outside your house, let your family know you're going to be doing it so they're not wondering why you're sitting by yourself outside the house for 10 minutes. Some debriefers, especially those with small kids, will park a block or two away from home to do this exercise. And the more you do this, the better it works. When you start, try it for a week straight or a week of work. If you do scattered shift work, then 5 sequential shifts. And that will let you see, how is this working for me? How am I feeling? Do I notice a difference before and after? And also, is this a habit that I want to incorporate into my routine, into my life? A few fine points here. If you are post-night shift and find it hard staying awake for this, stop the exercise and go straight to bed. And lastly, the Driveway Debrief is an idea for a tool. It's not the only way to go about things. Most listeners end up sticking with the guided exercise, and some take the ideas and do it their own way that works best for them. I hope you find this useful. Happy debriefing.